your terror's my personal love story. And I know that I should forget you, and I keep getting stabbed by that vicious little statue. I keep looking just to try to be alive, and I'm waiting for the big day to arrive. I just bought what's not for sale. The little daggers are my slice of hell, yeah. Little daggers, they don't know what I'm missing. Little daggers, I just need more convincing. Little daggers, they don't know what I'm after. Those little daggers got the makings of disaster. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, at least I'm feeling something. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, at least I'm feeling something. Right now, it'll be better than that. Boring, a trilogy of terror's my personal love story. And I know that I should forget you, but I love getting stabbed by that vicious little statue. I keep looking just to try to be alive, and I'm waiting for that big day to arrive. I just bought, it's not for sale. The little daggers are my slice of hell, yeah. Little daggers, they don't know what I'm missing. Little daggers, I just need more convincing. Little daggers, they don't know. Daggers got the makings of disaster. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, at least I'm feeling something. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, at least I'm feeling something. Right now, everything's better than those. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, at least I'm feeling something. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, yeah, yeah. Little daggers, at least I'm feeling something.
This is not radio friendly. This is not radio friendly. can just sit quiet, be the song that's never sung. Let the sadness work you over, hide from everyone. You can leave it for tomorrow, you can leave it up to fate. But if you're waiting on a sign, how long are you gonna wait? You can be a wallflower when the dancing starts, be a February empty of little paper hearts. A new morning's coming, and you're right back where you've been. If not today, if not today, then when? See the white church steeple against the blue of the sky. See the red buds on the branches. It's enough to make you cry. Snow is melting and the river overflows, and maybe you're not ready, but it seems you're getting close.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Medford!
Welcome back. This is the Granola Girls, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
As always, that's where we are, and it's one of it's actually 1:16 now. We got a little bit of
a little bit of a late start today,
but you know what? We're gonna get into it right away.
Sure.
Sarah, you want to talk about our theme for this week?
Yeah. Well, so I guess you know, last night me and Georgia were texting as we do.
As we do at like 11:45.
Yep, exactly. And we were like, "What should we do tomorrow?" And I, you know, we were like, "Okay, we'll think about it. We'll sleep on it, whatever." And I woke up this morning and I was like, "You know, I've been listening to a lot of Habibi Funk recently, and this specific playlist on Spotify called Funk and Disco Zaman, which is described as a playlist for your Arab hipster starter kit, which I'm kind of obsessed with." But it basically, like, it's funk and disco. Zaman means, like, olden day, like the old days, like old times. So I've been listening to that a lot, and I was like, what if we did an hour of, like, music that's not in English? That could be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then Georgia was like, yeah. And then they made the playlist. And it's called Language Learning Requirement.
Yeah.
So this is our hour of the Tufts Language Requirement Discovery.
This actually, if you listen to the show, it does count as a culture credit. So if you're looking for that last class before you can graduate.
Right, your last distribution requirement. This is it.
This is it.
You get it counted for credit.
Yeah.
You know, just let us know. We'll sign off on it.
Let's see. What do we have on here? We have Arabic.
Yeah.
Japanese,
Portuguese, French,
Swahili,
Spanish,
of course.
We have a Tuareg language from like indigenous groups in North Africa. So I feel like we got a wide range of languages, a wide range of like genres as well.
Yeah,
I was trying to pay attention to with what we added. I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Hour. I feel like we won't have as much to say about like the lyrics necessarily,
but yeah. We
we'll
could talk
have
about
stuff to talk about
for yeah sure. For sure,
and maybe some lyrics discussion.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
I guess
limited.
Right. Yeah. Definitely
our,
depends.
You know, we'll dig deep in our
right. I'll learn Spanish real quick.
Yeah.
And then I'll translate everything.
No. Yeah. For sure.
But yeah, I'm excited for this hour.
As am I.
So the next song is a little Portuguese number.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. I'm glad it's coming in early.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Do you
want to
talk a little bit about this song?
Yeah. Well, I picked this song because I like it, and I've listened to it for a long time. I feel like even in my right when I was kind of getting into listening to more foreign music, you know, beyond, like, maybe English and Spanish, this is one of the first songs that I really got into. And, I mean, Sarah, you were also going to add this song.
I mean,
do you have anything to say?
It's such a classic.
It's just a classic.
I feel kind of similarly. I'm like, I just like it. I think it's good. I actually heard the, like, Art Garfunkel cover of it, I think it's Art Garfunkel who covered it, in English. I heard that first, like, before I heard the original, and I was like, this song is good. And then someone was like, have you heard the original? And I was like, yeah, I totally knew that that existed, I totally knew that.
Yeah, I knew it was, I love it when it's like, oh, you're the original, I'm like, yeah, like, I knew this was a cover the whole
for
time,
sure.
actually.
I was just, like, pretending that I didn't know, and it's totally fine, I'm really smart, and I know a lot about things, so... We'll just get into it. We'll pop back in to discuss.
Yeah.
Please enjoy.
É pau, é pedra, é o fim do caminho. É o resto de toco, é um pouco sozinho. É um caco de vidro, é a vida, é o sol. É a noite, é a morte, é o laço, é o anzol. É peroba do cão.
É o nó da madeira, é o matita pereira,
é madeira de vento,
da ribanceira,
é um mistério profundo,
é o queira ou não queira,
é o vento ventando, é o fim da ladeira, é a viga, é o vão, festa da comeira,
é a chuva chovendo, é conversa ribeira das águas de março, é o fim da canseira,
é o pé, é o chão,
é a mastradeira,
passarinho na mão.
Pedra de atiradeira.
É uma ave no céu.
É uma ave no chão.
É um regato, é uma fonte.
É um pedaço de pão.
É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto o desgosto, é um pouco sozinho. É um estrepe.
É um prego.
É uma ponta.
É um ponto.
É um pingo.
Pingando.
É uma conta.
É um conto.
É um peixe, é um gesto.
É uma prata brilhando.
É a luz da manhã.
É o tijolo chegando.
é o projeto da casa, é o corpo na cama, é o carro enguiçado, é a lama, é a lama.
É um passo,
é uma ponte,
é um sapo,
é uma rã,
é um resto
de mato
na luz
da manhã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão,
é a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Cobra é um pau,
é João,
é José,
é um espinho
na mão,
é um corte
no pé.
São as águas de março fechando o verão, é a promessa de vida no teu coração. É pau,
é pedra,
é o fim
do caminho,
é um resto
de topo,
é um pouco
sozinho. É um passo, é uma ponte,
é um sapo, é uma rã,
é um belo horizonte,
é uma febre terçã.
São as águas de março fechando o verão, é a promessa de vida no teu coração. Pau,
pedra,
vinho,
peixe,
coco,
ovo,
vinho,
água,
hidro,
ida,
ol,
onde,
horte,
aço,
sol.
São as águas de março fechando o verão, é a promessa de vida no teu coração.
Badaba, badi badiza, zaza ziza, badana mienya, anda dede, badana dede.
Abre la ventana y deja que el sol alumbre por todos los rincones de tu casa. María, mira hacia afuera, nuestra vida no ha sido hecha para rodearla de sombras y tristeza. María, ya ves, no basta nacer, crecer, amar, para encontrar la felicidad. Pasó lo más cruel, ahora tus ojos se llenan de luz y tus manos de miel, tus manos de miel, tus manos de miel. María, crecer, amar, para encontrar la felicidad. Pasó lo más cruel, ahora ojos se llenan de luz y tus manos de miel, tus manos de miel, tus manos de miel, María. Tu risa brota como la mañana, brota en el jardín.
Oh, puzzles that dash my tie. Totchirakatta hea no naka, koko ja domo, munashiku hibite shimau na. Balance no torikata, oboechatte sa, mou motorenai kamo. Pa 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 pa.
All right, we're back.
Hello.
We're going to talk a little bit and have a little PSA, and then we're going to get back into the music.
Yeah, we are. So, just getting into our little PSA.
Yeah, let's do that.
Get that out of the way. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment.
Consider what I'm doing stopped.
It says pause in parentheses.
Oh, okay.
Okay, pause. Felt good, huh?
Mm.
Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That was a great PSA. We laugh. I laughed personally because as soon as you started reading, I did start thinking about popular HBO television show Succession.
Yeah.
which I thought was pretty funny too. If fans of the show will get it.
Yeah,
you get it.
If you don't, you don't. It's fine if you don't.
But also the PSA is just a great little like funny. They don't have enough goofy ones.
I know. This one's like silly.
Like it's serious, true? But it's also kind of silly.
Like just the way it's written is like kind of fun.
Yeah. You should have a little goofy moment
sometimes. Goofy moments, loud moments. Doesn't really matter.
Yeah, teaching moments.
I agree. I love a good teaching moment. Love a good goofy moment. I also love that the number is 4DAD-411. Like, okay.
Because cool, it's 4DAD.
411. That's the 411.
That's the 411.
And that the website is just fatherhood.gov. Like, they were very just specific about it.
Yeah.
Very
no beating point. Around the bush. It's just about dads.
Exactly.
For dads, by dads.
That's the show.
With your dad.
That's our show. That's girls.
This episode kind of is a teaching moment, I think.
It really
maybe.
Is. I think so, too. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about... Because so far we've mostly played your picks. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, we kind of front... I kind of added a lot at the front and then I didn't at the end. Well, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so we picked... We have a variety... Languages across the world, I like to say. You know, around the world
in an hour.
Yeah. Actually.
Uh-huh.
So going back to the very beginning of the show, we started off with, you know, person in a dream person, however you want to translate it, of Faye Wong's cover of Dreams, by the Cranberries.
I love that cover.
Which, like, I feel like a really classic, like, standard, people listening to songs in a different language intro is, like, a cover in a different language, and that's a particularly beautiful one. Picked some Hugh Masekela off of his album, The Chisa Years, which, if I believe this is correct, he produced this album with artists in South Africa, but different artists from, like, across Africa contributed to it, so, like, the female vocalist was Swahili, singing in Swahili on the track, Mahelala, with Leta Mbulu. Then Augusto Marco, which we talked about.
Of course, classic.
Hey, Tufts Portuguese, we're hanging in there.
Hey.
Hey, nothing but goodwill to the Portuguese community.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Victor Jara, who is an artist that I like, Spanish, singing in Spanish, and I got Mike to pick that song out.
Oh,
I asked him what his favorite Victor Jara song was. Very iconic and important singer and songwriter. And then, you know me, I had to pick some songs in Japanese. I was trying to start off with, like, different... But I listened to so much Japanese music.
Yeah.
It was hard to narrow down, but I did pick two of my favorites, Fishman's and then Kiyomaru Togo. Both kind of different vibes, but Fishman's Oh Crime off of Oh Mountain. Really just an excellent album. Great band if you're into anything reggae-ish, anything off the beaten path, anything long and melodic. Definitely listen to Fishman.
Yeah, good description. I really like that song. I never heard it before.
It's a really good album. Oh Mountain, great album.
So true.
And then Kiyomaru Togo, 2 trillion yen. I'm pretty sure that's what the translation is. I don't actually, not 100% on the trillion part, but it's two.
something.
Yeah, it was Sad Dog. I found that album when his entire Spotify page used to be in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So before I knew Japanese, right. I was like, there's just some guy who has a name, but I can't read it. But his name is Kiyomaru Togo. So if you look that up, his album will come up, and it's super fun. And it's just, like, him messing around.
Yeah.
And
it really seemed very fun. It seemed very, like, whimsical.
Yeah.
I liked that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after that, I guess, is when we started getting into my silly little picks for today. So I played Ayunha by Hamid Alshadi, who's actually a Libyan artist. Crazy. Maybe I'm related to him. We Whoa. Never know. He could be a cousin of mine. Maybe. But he's pretty famous for, like, just, like, funky kind of... Also kind of reggae-inspired sometimes, mm-hmm. like, Arabic music. I played Ayunha, which means her eyes. And he's singing about, like, someone's eyes. maybe mine. no, he calls them the color of the ocean. So, not. Unless the ocean's brown, then he's not singing about
Listen,
me.
Some oceans are brown.
That's true. Okay. He yeah. could be. You never know.
You know what? I'm going to choose to believe that it's brown eye.
Right. Brown-eyed girl.
Brown-eyed girl cover. Right.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. I really like that song. I think I maybe perhaps discovered it on the show Rami, the Hulu show.
Okay, we haven't talked about Rami in so long.
I know, because season one came out and I was like, this is so good. And
the then second season two,
I was like, I can never talk about it again. Like, I take it back. Everything yeah, I said
what
about
a crazy
it.
Guy.
Like, what was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just the, not to spoil anything, whatever. This happens at the end of season one, I guess. But, like, the whole cousin... Yeah, plot. I was like, this is a little
You've
too
lost
much.
Me. You've right. lost me, Rami.
Yeah, like, I understand the sort of, like, the setup, like, the end of season one, maybe, of, like, this expectation of, like, maybe cousins, whatever. I'm like, okay. But then when it actually happened, I was like,
no.
What is this? Like, I, mm-mm.
Yeah, so. I think the best part of the show, like, reflecting on it, was, like, his mom.
Yeah.
Like, her whole story her. Was so great.
Yeah.
He
and,
was
like,
just
the
kind
sister,
of,
too.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I feel like the first season kind of started these stories of, like, the women characters and then, like, forgot them.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, actually, it's, he's in love with his cousin.
Right.
Kind
of. Like, okay. Like, out of all the interesting, like, other things in that show, like, that's what we're going to focus
on. That
was
okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I pretend season two doesn't exist. Season one was great. But anyway, so thanks to that show for showing me this song. But also thanks for nothing, Rami Youssef. What was that? Anyway, up next, yeah, I tried to also kind of choose a mix of languages and sounds. We have a Stomai song up next, Mulfrit.
Is that French?
Which, yeah, it's in French.
Oh, wow, okay.
I know, okay. What can I say? I mean, that's like all we listened to in French class. Oh. Middle school and high school was just Stomai. And this song, I was like looking at the lyrics before, like when I was adding it, because I listened to the song a million times, but I knew, like, the direct translation, but not really what it was about. And then it was about, like, this man wants to have sex. Like, unprotected sex. That's the translation. And I was like, okay.
Whoa.
I'm gonna pretend it's just about Mulfrit, which is mussels with fries. So that's that. Anyway, that's up next. Then a little Spanish song, back to Arabic. And then we'll see how much time we have. But then
yeah, we'll come back.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
For sure.
So
here's Mulfrit. It's kind of spicy.
Yeah, kind of spicy.
Sais-tu ce qu'il m'a dit, Polo? Ou que son petit doigt lui dit, plutôt? Quand ce dernier se lève, c'est qu'une coquille de rêve est sortie de l'eau. Et là, il chante. Polo aime les Mulfrites, sans frites et sans maillot. Sa table, il boit toujours un verre de blanc pour oublier l'exécrable sûr et si âcre goût de l'océan. Et il est tellement agile, Polo, qu'il ne doit même pas supplier. Et c'est à chaque fois si facile, mais cette fois-ci, elle est un peu moins fragile que ce que Polo imagine. Mais du moment qu'elle criait,
Polo aime les Frites sans maillot, Polo aime les moules frites, sans frites sans maillot. Yo, 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 yo,
méfier Polo, car on ne sait où elle s'est baignée. Plutôt, comme elle était contaminée, Polo ne chantera plus ou peut-être une fois enterrée. Polo, on chantera tous.
Polo aimait les moules frites, sans frites et sans maillot.
À toi Polo.
Polo aimait les moules frites.
On chantera tous pour
sans
toi.
Sans frites et sans maillot.
Yo.
Pedacito de mar besando arenas, toda tu inmensidad dejando huella. Ayúdame a mirar, ayúdame a mirar. De tierra adentro soy, de las maderas, no pude imaginarme que existiera intensidad de azules que me ciegan. Ayúdame a mirar, ayúdame a mirar. Yeah, 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 yeah. Intensidad de azules que me ciegan, ayúdame a mirar, ayúdame a mirar. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Azúcar me llamo yo, azúcar me llamo yo. Azúcar me puso el padre cuando me metió la sal. Azúcar me llamo yo,
azúcar,
azúcar me llamo yo.
Azúcar,
azúcar la refina,
azúcar,
azúcar, azúcar será.
Azúcar,
azúcar me han de llamar,
azúcar,
azúcar, azúcar será.
Azúcar. Azúcar.
El loro y la lora estaban loreando, el loro y la lora estaban loreando, y yo por la reja estaba mirando, y yo por la reja estaba mirando. El loro comiendo y yo trabajando, el loro comiendo y yo trabajando.
Azúcar.
Trabaja compañero, trabaja.
Azúcar.
Trabaja boca arriba, trabaja.
Azúcar.
Trabaja medio lado, trabaja. Con que se mantienen con la flor de verano, con que se mantienen con la flor de verano. Trabaja compañero, trabaja.
Trabaja medio lado, trabaja. Trabaja boca arriba, trabaja. Trabaja boca arriba, trabaja. Azúcar me llamo yo.
Azúcar.
Azúcar me llamo yo.
Azúcar.
Azúcar me puso el padre.
Azúcar.
Cuando me metió la sal.
Azúcar.
Azúcar me llamo yo.
Azúcar.
Azúcar me llamo yo.
Azúcar.
Azúcar la refina.
Azúcar.
Azúcar me han de llamar.
Azúcar.
Azúcar, azúcar será.
Azúcar. Azúcar.
Mentira ha sido tu amor. Mentira ha sido tu amor. Falso fue tu juramento. Hojas que se lleva el viento. Mentira ha sido tu amor. Mentira ha sido tu amor. Falso fue tu juramento. Hojas que se lleva el viento.
Well, I like that song a lot, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks. Me too. Thanks, as if I wrote it. No, that was, well, yeah, I don't speak Spanish, but Azúcar.
Azúcar.
By Aida Bosa. And I first heard that song in Colonialism and Global Perspective with Professor Manjapra. And it's, I mean, again, I don't really know the exact translation, but the gist of it, I think, is talking about, like, sugar and, like, working for sugar as, like, a product to be, like, sold and distributed around the world, kind of from a colonial point of view. So, I don't know, I also think it's really, it's just, like, a beautiful song. Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, discussions we were having about Fiona Apple's music last week around how it's, like, kind of the same thing, but, like, builds throughout the song. So, I think it's really cool. And it just feels like a very, like, powerful song, too. Like, something about everyone coming together to, like, sing is really cool. And before that, played another Spanish song that I really love, Ayúdame a Mirar, which helped me to see. I think,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Hey.
I guess I do speak Spanish. covered by Sol y Canto, which is a family band that our dear friend Fiona knows. Personally, she knows this family.
Our besties.
Our bestie, Fiona, introduced me to this song, and I just something about it is so sweet, like the family singing together, playing together. So yeah, I guess we have time for maybe one more song.
Yeah, probably one more song to play us out. I do want to say, if you're interested in songs related to colonialism and global perspectives, didn't add any songs from this playlist because I felt like that would have gone to like a lot of them are just kind of like, I don't know if for a better word, but they're just like communism is sick songs, which I feel like kind of skews the playlist in a certain way. Not necessarily a bad way, but it is adding multiple songs from this particular playlist could kind of be a lot. But it's called International Solidarity. I forget who the Spotify user is who made it, but it's basically just songs from all around the world, from a lot of like groups of people or individual artists just singing about like liberation, and it's really cool.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the songs are like the Habibi funk, like genre, or like the funk and disco Zaman playlists were also kind of like, there was one about like Sudan needing like an agricultural revolution, like people's revolution, and I was like, this is so like, yeah, cool, that's awesome.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's fun to see those themes play out like around the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll you know, get into our last song in case you forgot. This is the Granola Girls on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you enjoyed.
Yep.
Our last song is by this band that I really love called Tenorowen. They're a band of, like, indigenous North African, like, men who, like, go in like caravans and then like make music in their spare time and like this go on tour.
Sounds so sick.
And I was supposed to see them this past November, but then they canceled it.
No.
Because I think they were like going, they were busy.
Oh yeah,
they had like other stuff to do. But maybe someday I'll see them. And they're singing in a Tuareg language, and I just think they're so cool, part of this lineage of like, just like indigenous nomadic North African tribes making music. Probably won't have that much time to play it, but we'll just get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Okay. We'll see you next week.
Yep, see you next
same
week.
Time, same station.
Walking through wind. Walking on water. Through a desert.